This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
In the news this month, launch of NASA's TESS Observatory, detailed view of a supermassive black hole's jets, and planet-forming disks revealed around young stars. In our main story, on the 18th of April, NASA's latest exoplanet research satellite was launched. The Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, or TESS for short, was sent into orbit on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. The launch was initially scheduled for 2 days prior, but had to be delayed due to a technical issue with the rocket. TESS will use its thrusters and even a gravitational assist from the Moon to settle into its correct orbit around the Earth. This process will take several weeks, and once it is in its proper orbit, the satellite will undergo a further 60 days of technical tests before starting its science observing. This will be the first space-based monitoring observatory to search for planets outside our solar system. TESS will specifically be searching for Earth-like planets that could potentially harbor life. In order to find these exoplanets, TESS will observe stars and look for the slight dimming and rebrightening that indicates a planet has passed in front of the star, called the transiting method. This is the same search technique used by the highly successful planet-hunting mission Kepler, which was launched in 2009 and is now running out of fuel. TESS will be able to observe an area 400 times larger than what was covered by Kepler. In addition, it will be observing stars that are close enough for astronomers to be able to do follow-up studies, something that was not possible with the systems observed by Kepler. Thomas Zurbuchen, Associate Administrator of NASA's Science Mission Directorate, had this to say. "We are thrilled TESS is on its way to help us discover worlds we have yet to imagine, worlds that could potentially be habitable or harbor life." Our next story is about supermassive black hole jets. Supermassive black holes are millions to billions of times more massive than our Sun and are known to reside in the center of most galaxies. Some of these enormous black holes eject immense jets of charged particles that travel at nearly the speed of light. However, it is not currently known exactly how these jets are launched from the black hole. Earlier this month, an international team of astronomers announced that they have observed jets being launched only 12 light days from their source around a black hole, in the radio galaxy Perseus A. This is only the second time a jet has been observed so close to a supermassive black hole. The observations immediately surprised scientists, as the jets were seen to be much wider than predicted by current theories of jet formation. This may mean that the jets originate further away from the black hole than previously thought. These extremely detailed images of the jets were made possible by using very long baseline interferometry, or VLBI. This observational technique works by linking several radio telescopes together to form a telescope that is effectively as large as the distance between the individual instruments. For this particular experiment, the VLBI configuration, which is called Radio Astron, consisted of more than 20 of the world's largest ground-based telescopes, as well as a 10-meter Russian space-based radio telescope, resulting in a virtual telescope of 350,000 kilometers across. And lastly, we turn back to stars. The Very Large Telescope, or VLT, in Chile has been used to take images of the disks of material around stars from which planets form. These disks are usually not visible due to the brightness of the host star, but by blocking out the star's light in the observations, astronomers were able to get a look at the circumstellar disks, which are made up of gas, dust, and planetesimals, or protoplanets. The study focused on a type of young star called T Tauri stars. These stars are less than 10 million years old and have masses less than about 3 times the mass of our Sun. Only stars that are between 230 and 550 light years away were included, as their proximity makes the circumstellar disks easier to observe. The images revealed that these disks come in various shapes and sizes, from dense and puffed up to small and faint. By studying these protoplanetary disks, we can learn more about how planets and indeed solar systems form.